as the president began to speak, his voice was stern and tense. We've got to spend the money for a national defense, and we're almost out of time as we're all but hemmed in now. But I pledge to you, my people, that this nation will not bow. Our arsenal stands ready, prepared to venture forth to fight the evil empire that threatens from the north. Oh, Canada, forever be ashamed. Stand below her and blow her to bits, or else they'll do the same. Across the land, the high school band struck up Hail to the Chief. In the Houston Astrodome, they burned a giant maple leaf. People magazine produced more Margaret Trudeau intrigue. The expos were politely asked to leave the National League. Demonstrations in Montana against the buildup indicated that some U.S. groups already were Toronto infiltrated. Oh, Canada, for the arms race you're to blame. We don't trust her, so we'll bust her and boycott the 88 Winter Games. Speaking French or saying eh brought questions and hot lamps. Northern Minnesotans were placed in internment camps. Then came the shocking news, they've made the MX obsolete. Wayne Gretzky skates with a Pershing round Alberta's icy streets. The president said Canada is godless without soul. Well, I'm not going to be remembered as the president who allowed honest, decent, hard-working Americans to be impaled on the end of a bunch of sharpened skiing poles. Oh, Canada, strangers on our lawn, I'll stay in office, and I promise to do for Montreal what we did for Saigon.